Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't want to miss a second of our time with our good friend, Dr. Bruce Piasecki, the author of Doing More with Less, Doing More with Less Teams. Doing More with Teams, I should say. That's the second book, the sequel to the first one. Bruce is the founder of the AHC Group. That's American Hazard Control Group, a multi-decade company that's global in nature and with customers all over the world. Bruce, many of you have seen him on television. He does a lot of international interviews. Bruce, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things I know you're working on is in your whole approach to sustainability is the way stakeholders of organizations, especially larger organizations, are impacting the way these organizations consume energy, for example.
For the last 3 years in San Francisco, we chose San Francisco for a reason. We've been bringing together giant companies like Disney, Intel, HP, and our company's corporate affiliates in a closed two-day session that is focused on corporate growth and stakeholder activism. And by stakeholder activism, we have discovered that sometimes there's actually board members that want to change a company based on an ideology of, say, they fear the carbon bomb or they fear something like that. And then there's banks now that are beginning to ask the question, what should we do about our holdings in fossil fuels? You know, they call that. And then there's radical and moderate and very effective environmental groups. We are trying to build a bridge over the last 5 years by first meeting with the largest companies that are interested in enrolling in this. Mm-hmm. And then we have two or three of the major stakeholders speak, either from this social responsible investment community or from NRDC or from some of the radical groups, actually. We bring them in together for 2 days under a closed set of rules, and almost like a Quaker meeting. And so, then the AHC group publishes the results.
Yeah. So what you've got are two groups that have typically not worked and played well with others. One is in charge of the profit, and the other is in charge of the passion, so to speak. And they, they, when they get together, they don't always communicate well. And you're trying to become sort of the moderator between these two groups.
And moderator is a good word. And also our lawyers and our leaders try to become the ones that help formulate the code of best practice for the near future. So
and
how do you
code,
get
that code is like a Rosetta Stone between the two, isn't it?
Right. So for example, we want in the room companies that have experience in the battles over, say, the Keystone XL pipeline, or companies that have battles over hydraulic fracturing or deep water drilling or coal. These are placed in an increasingly larger frame where there are others in society that want to remove all fossil fuels from the market,
right?
And so, just like in the political process, it became more and more extreme, and Washington became, as a result of that, more and more ineffective. We're now trying to prevent, in our own small way, that from happening by having the large corporate mansion people sit for 2 days with us as facilitators. We're calling it energy and stakeholder activism, the top 10 issues over the battle of unburnable carbon. And we chose to do it in Houston this November 12 and 13. We're going to post it on ahcgroup.com. It'll be on other
places. I want you to come back and give us a report as much as you can on what happened. But here I have an idea for you, Bruce, if I could be so presumptuous. You know, there's no better way to get two disparate groups together than to help them find a common, I guess the old term would be to say a common enemy. And if you'll just allow me to use that term for a moment, I don't mean it in that way. But to help these two groups find a common cause, maybe I'll say it that way. Here's what I think their common cause should be. They shouldn't be yelling at each other. They shouldn't be fussing at each other. They shouldn't be mad at each other. They should be angry that our country doesn't have a productive, competitive, and forward-thinking energy plan that combines what we've accomplished with what we own and what we can create together.
And
make America competitive. That's your common cause, and the enemy, if there is one, is in Washington, D.C.
Well, the absence of a sufficient energy and tax policy that rewards innovation is very disturbing, Jim. And that's one of the reasons the companies come to the table, to try and define what are those next steps that are doable, not only in Washington, but in the other capitals
right.
of the world, because these folks often operate in 50 to 120
right.
different countries.
And well, see,
the
Bruce,
problem
pardon
is
me, pardon
the
me, this,
climate
this is
threatened.
This is what small businesses are upset about. See, we're just pawns on the board most of the time. And if this country had a good energy policy, we wouldn't be whiplashed between these two groups that you're talking about, the stakeholders and the corporations. Small businesses wind up just being pushed around on the board by these guys.
Right. And two or three things I think have to occur, and I'm not an expert on all of them, but
government can't pick winners.
It has to enable
that's right.
innovation.
They're not
just
good
like
at
we
it
do
either.
In defense.
Right.
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 Second, I think that it's got to be international, because it's not just the U.S. has to sacrifice. As you brought out in your wonderful new op-ed,
mm-hmm.
the U.S. produces 22% of the global wealth, with only producing 18% of carbon. So there's an innovation mm-hmm. variable there that's
right.
key.
Yep. Yep. And so I want to talk about that a little bit more when we come back with Bruce Piasecki. Folks, I told you we'd get smarter when Bruce joined us. Tin Tail, right back with Bruce. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.